The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. The Cornhuskers are 3-0 overall and visit Northwestern at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, we're looking forward to getting into the Big Ten schedule. You know, we have a lot of respect for Pat Fitzgerald and the Northwestern team, and they had a good win last week against always a well-coached team in Duke. So we're getting ready for a big game in Evanston.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Austin Ward, ESPN.com.
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Austin.
Sometimes we in the media can be accused of making too big of a deal out of one game or one week, but it seems kind of like, you know, the win over Oregon might have some more resonance. I don't know how you feel about it, but it kind of seems like it might be one of those wins that's useful for, you know, showing some progress for the team themselves.
Well, I think so for sure. You know, we had a good start going into that, but not great. You know, there was a lot of things that we really needed to improve on, and we still do. We won the game. I think it was a great win for us at that particular time. They all feel like that, I suppose. But it was good. We have a lot of respect for Oregon. Our teams have played them for years and years, so it was good to win. I think it was good for this team to win, and then we'll see how we can capitalize on that, how we handle that, and how we can yet improve.
Did you, as a coach, did you need to see a win like that and see any confidence change, or was there already some belief that things were trending in the right direction?
Oh, I really like this team, Austin. I've liked them from, you know, the end of last year, what they've been doing to right now. And so, but I did know that this would be a big game for them as to continue to build their identity. You know, you respond either way, win or lose, but certainly winning that game was good for this team, and now we'll find out how we handle that. And we certainly weren't perfect. We've got some leverage issues on defense, tackling issues. You know, offensively, we were good and bad in the same game. So we've got a lot of work to do, but I love the team's fight, and I love the finish. And so hopefully, like I said, we can build on that.
Thanks, Mark.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. You have a follow-up from Austin Ward, ESPN.com.
Yeah, I'll just keep going.
All right.
When Mike, everyone has talked, you know, maybe for the last 9 months or throughout his whole career with Tommy and, you know, trying to cut down on the turnovers. And that seems to have been the case through a couple weeks so far this year. What is the key when you've got a quarterback that's trying to make that next step? How do you get that progress?
Well, it is absolutely through repetition and practice. And, you know, I also think it's through selection. You know, as we go on and as we have gone on, we try to determine what's best for this team offensively, what's best for the quarterback offensively. So the selection has been important, and then the repetition with it. And we hope in the end that helps continue to keep this trend in place, that, you know, we were last in the league in the turnover margin last year, and we know we can't be there if we want to be a good team. So we're doing better. We're three games in, doing better, and that's encouraging, so we just got to keep it going.
How much of a factor is it, you think, that, you know, maybe being more willing to use his legs, you know, if he's not throwing as much, fewer balls in the air, fewer chances of interception?
Well, we know we have to use him as a dual threat guy. That is definitely going to be part of us. We did that some last year and more as we went, and more in the spring and more so far this year. So we like that. We'd like to think we can run with the tailback, with the quarterback, and with a receiver now and again. So we have a more versatile running game. And then what we do with the passing on first and second down is should be off of a lot of that run that we do. And when we do that, you know, we can make very distinct progressions for the quarterback to learn and hopefully really feel confident in. And then you're going to have to drop back pass once in a while, third down, red zone stuff that you got to go back and throw it in. And that's just through practice, repetition, knowing the progression and knowing when that's enough, you know, throw the ball away or run with it.
Thanks again.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.